Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Okay.
Okay.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Isn't that a mouthful?
This is a stage 62.
Yes, and it's performed at the Carnegie Music Hall in the Carnegie Library in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Carnegie in Carnegie.
Very good.
There you go.
Can't go wrong.
No, and this show is just so cute. It runs through May 19th.
Yeah.
And it's just so cute. It's the story of a spelling bee, obviously.
Yeah, things I understand in spelling bees can get a little rough. The parents get involved. There's threats. There's extreme stress and pressure put on the kids. They suffer, you know, mental anxiety over this.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
It was very lighthearted and fun. It's a musical comedy.
I'm talking about actual spelling bee.
Oh no, this made light of it all.
I'd be nervous as hell in a spelling bee.
Well, the kids were concerned.
Even if I was a good speller, I would not participate. I'd be so nervous up there. It's like a firing squad. It's like execution.
Well, I won't ask you to participate in one, so you can just relax.
All right. We're agreed.
But the characters in this, the kids were so quirky. Totally.
Were they actually child actors or adult actors playing kids?
They were adult actors playing kids, and sometimes that can get a little, over the top.
Yeah,
and
these
characters were over the top. However, they didn't overplay the kid part of it. They overplayed, which they should have, all their idiosyncrasies and quirkinesses, which made it really funny.
Alright.
You know, I enjoyed it very much. And this show is a little bit unique because every time it's performed, anywhere, this is my third time to see this show. They take four people out of the audience to participate in the spelling bee.
Well, what if they win?
Oh, they make sure they don't.
Well, see, it's rigged. This is what I'm talking about. The seedy underbelly of spelling bees.
It's a play. It's not real life. And it's very amusing. They have the people that are conducting the spelling bee often ad lib when the participants ask for a sentence using the word, which makes it very funny. I think it's just a lighthearted, fun night out. Rob James directed it, and some of the voices were amazing. There's a live band which does not overplay the singers, which is fabulous. It complements their singing, and some of these people you're probably familiar with, the fantastic voices, Becky Toth. Wow, she's a great actress, and what a singer.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one conducting the spelling bee, kind of the one in charge of it. And I really enjoyed her performance. And also Chad Elder played a couple roles, but his role that I loved, he was a man who was out on, what do you call it, parole, I guess, doing community service.
Oh, yeah.
So he played this tough guy with the tattoos. And
this guy was in the spelling bee?
He was one of the people there helping out as his community service. He was helping to comfort the kids as they lost.
That's an odd bit of community service to give to an ex-convict. I don't know. Aren't there laws against that?
It's a play.
I'm just saying. I mean, come on, that didn't cross your mind?
It was so silly and not real that you didn't question the reality of anything. This is supposed to be fun. I'll give you an example. Here's some of the songs that were in it, okay? One of them was called Magic Foot. And Seth Laidlaw played this real geeky character whose last name was Barfay, but of course they kept calling him Barfy. Uh-huh. And he'd say, it's Barfay. Yeah, finally, he just gave up. And he was really a funny geek. And this song that he sang was so much fun to watch because his whole character got into it, and he was... his awkward movements and the lyrics, very funny.
Now, I would think it would be barf and the E would be silent. That never
well,
came up?
Well, there's two E's at the end. It's parfait with an accent.
Now, then that is correct. Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't see. I have no knowledge of this.
And another song that I thought was hilarious was called My Unfortunate Erection.
Oh, is this, you would know something about that?
No, it was just so funny. Tyler Brignone did that. And he was a contestant, and when it was his turn to get up and spell, he had a little bit of problem standing up. And that prompted this funny song.
Oh, my God.
Yes. This is an adult, but not really blue or off color so much. Just some adult themes. Really
well,
cute,
see,
though.
I think that's what I say. To participate in a spelling bee, you've got to really like spelling bees. Maybe not that much, but maybe I like them.
And another song I loved was My Friend the Dictionary. And that was sung by Devin McCune. And part of the reason I enjoyed it so much is because her voice is so beautiful. And it gave her a nice solo. She just, amazing voice. Just so sweet, so lovely, but yet strong and very emotional. Really could convey a lot with her voice. And the other song I really liked, and this is the last song I'm going to talk about, but they were so outstanding that I have to mention them. The I Love You song, and that had Chad Elder, Becky Toth, and Devin McCune. I guess that would be a trio, right?
That was three people?
Yeah.
Yep.
And this song was just so moving. They were playing her parents, and oh, it was just gut-wrenching at times and beautiful at times and loving at times. Loved that song. Loved it.
Spell onomatopoeia.
I'm already out because I didn't say the word first, so I can't do it. I started to spell without saying the word.
This ain't an official spelling bee.
Well, you know, last night somebody spelled Mexican and they didn't say capital M, and I thought they should have been eliminated, and they weren't.
See, it gets rough. It's brutal.
It does.
I think kids are scarred for life from this.
Oh, and it took place in a gym. A high school gymnasium.
Well, the play. This
the play did, yeah. The set was really cool. Tucker Topol did the set. And I walked in and was like, oh my God, we're in a school gym. It just gave me a little bit of a flashback. Kind of like
well, too bad nobody needs to spell anymore with spell check. And it plays through the 19th, right?
Yes. And it just, I've been so lucky. The last few performances I've seen have been so outstanding that I'm really going to be disappointed if you send me to a bad show.
If I send you to
so you better watch yourself.
All right, well,
this was totally enjoyable from start to finish.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show. Thank you.